Today's lesson is called How to Agree and Disagree Naturally in English. You'll learn how to sound confident, polite, and natural when sharing your opinion, even when you don't agree. 1. Why it matters. Agreeing and disagreeing is part of every real conversation, but many learners avoid it because they're afraid of sounding rude. Polite disagreement doesn't need perfect grammar. It just needs a calm tone and short, friendly phrases. In this lesson, you'll learn how to show agreement naturally, disagree politely without tension, keep the conversation friendly and alive too. Simple ways to agree. Don't only say yes or I agree. Use short, natural expressions that sound more real. Exactly. That's true. Yeah, I feel the same way. I couldn't agree more. That's a good point. Example A. I think speaking every day helps a lot. B. Exactly. It builds confidence faster. Try repeating these sentences out loud, once with energy, once slowly and clearly. 3. Polite ways to disagree. Don't say you're wrong, that sounds too strong. Instead, use softeners, small words that make your opinion sound calm, not cold. I see what you mean, but that's true, though I'm not sure about. Maybe, but in my case, I get your point, I just think. Example A. Grammar error is the most important part of English. B. I see what you mean, but for me, speaking practice helps more. Soft tone plus polite words equals confident communication. 4. Keep the conversation alive. Don't stop after agreeing or disagreeing. Add your reason. Use this simple formula, agree, disagree, plus because, plus example. Examples. That's true because real practice builds confidence. Maybe, but I find that reading helps me more. You're not only reacting, you're continuing the conversation. 5. Quick practice. Let's practice. After each sentence, pause and think of one agree and one disagree response. 1. English is hard to learn. Pause the audio now. Here's one way to agree. That's true. It takes time and practice. Here's one way to disagree. Maybe, but it gets easier once you start speaking often. 2. Online lessons are better than books. Pause now. Here's one way to agree. Exactly. You can talk to real people. Here's one way to disagree. I see your point, but books help me focus better. 3. You need to sound native to be fluent. Pause now. Here's one way to agree. I guess accent helps with understanding. Here's one way to disagree. Not really. You can be fluent with your own accent. 4. Grammar doesn't matter. Pause now. Here's one way to agree. That's true. Speaking matters most. Here's one way to disagree. I get your point, but grammar helps us sound clearer. 6. Challenge for you. Join a short English chat or comment thread today. Find one opinion and reply with, I see what you mean, but plus your idea. You'll sound confident, polite, and natural instantly. 7. Final reminder. Confidence isn't about always agreeing. It's about expressing yourself clearly and kindly. Speak, react, and stay calm. That's real communication. Printable tip. Write down 3 agree phrases and 3 disagree phrases you like most. Use one in your next chat or voice message. Each time you do, your English will sound smoother and more confident. End of lesson. How to agree and disagree naturally in English.